This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Second down and four at the Rams' 45-yard line. Hurts, this time, looks, fakes, keeps it at the 40, at the 35, 30, 25, 20. Jalen Hurts, touchdown! 45 yards!
Oh, a 45-yard tutty in a playoff game? Interesting. 215-592-9494. Broads hanging out with you during the afternoon show here as the guys are off for President's Day. It's Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. We are sitting here and enjoying the greatest quarterback in Philadelphia Eagles history as we look back at the parade, as we look back a week ago and this was our first reaction, right? This time, last week, it was a Monday following a Super Bowl championship. Well, it doesn't happen without number one, Jalen Hurts. Wow. All right, we are going to run the phone lines this segment, 215-592-9494. But first, so Pete Prisco, who is the senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports, he had the dumbest Jalen Hurts take in NFL history. He was playing a game. Would you rather Jalen Hurts or, and then a bunch of different quarterbacks started to flow through. Sorry to do this to you. Take a listen.
We think Dak Prescott. I think Dak Prescott's one of the more underappreciated players in the NFL. Let's not forget he led the NFL in touchdown passes 2 years ago. It's close, but I would take Baker Mayfield. I'm big on Baker Mayfield. I thought he had a great year. And let's not forget, Baker Mayfield was pretty darn good with the Browns his rookie season, got hurt, and then kind of has rejuvenated his career. So
what?
I think Baker Mayfield.
Bro, that can't be real. He had a good rookie year in Cleveland. You're taking rookie year in Cleveland Baker Mayfield over my guy Jalen. You're sick. You're sick in the head.
He also had C.J. Stroud over Jalen, and which the worst one, by the way. He goes, Trevor Lawrence and Jalen, it's too tough to call. That's disrespectful.
Come on, man. Come on.
Trevor Lawrence?
Dude, this is the type of stuff that makes you want to fight. I'm going to have to square up to protect my quarterback.
They call that rage bait in the business.
It worked.
It got you.
I'm trying to take a couple deep breaths, honestly.
Not going, Dak?
Dak Prescott, he's a clown too. He's saying he's close, right? They're close. They're not far off.
Well, this Eagles championship has kind of broken them. Like CeeDee Lamb is getting asked who is the better fan base and immediately, no hesitation, just comes out and says the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pretty incredible.
I know. We do have the best fans. The ones that understand the greatness of Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, Micah wants to be an Eagle. That's no secret.
He's a weirdo though. He scares me. He's a weirdo. He's a talent. No doubt about it. I don't know. He rubs me the wrong way. We talk about greatness in between the years. You know what I'm saying? Wired the right way. I don't know if he's wired the way he needs to be wired.
Not like your quarterback.
Not like my quarterback, Jalen Hurts. To the phones we go. Let's go to Doug in Newtown Square. Yo, Doug.
Yo, bros. What's up, my man? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Dude, it can't be better. Super Bowl championship, dude. And also, obviously, look, listen, man. You know, talk about, you know, statistics. Talk about the fact that, you know, football is a team game, but, you know, quarterbacks are measured by championships. They're measured by wins, whether it's on them. They get all the flowers when they win. They get all the, you know, all the bad things that come with it when they lose. You know, against the Big Four in the last year, beat Mahomes, beat Allen, beat Lamar, you know, and beat Burrow. Like, those are all the guys that everybody says are better, right? You know, and the fact that, you know, the whole elite conversation, but he's in that, you know, realm where he can throw for 220 and run for 60. He can throw for 325. We've seen him do all these things. And, you know, people, I think, for the most part, I think are coming around, maybe outside of, you know, Justin, but, you know, I think it's certainly sliding. And then, bros, one quick note.
Sure.
You know, you always do, one of my favorite things, you know, during the week is, Flyers in 50.
Yes.
Can I give you a hockey in 50?
Sure. What do you got?
All right. So Saturday night, my youngest boy plays ice hockey. He's a mite. He had a tournament this weekend. Him and, you know, his team just, you know, their first game, maybe nerves, whatever, didn't play that great. You know, they knew it. They just, you know, one of those kind of deals. Saturday night, we watch USA, Canada.
Yeah.
You know, and you could just tell he was like, all right, this is the best. And he's like, this is the best hockey game I've ever watched. I'm like, buddy, this is one of my top five I ever watched.
Yeah.
So next morning we're driving and he goes, Daddy, who was that Flyers coach that you played a video before when I knew I didn't play good? And I said, oh, Lavi. So we played I played the Lavi let, you know, play with some jam in there.
Of course.
And all of a sudden, dude, they went on a run. Of course, because they're young guys, they played super early this morning, and ended up playing with some jam in there. They took down the top seed, played maybe the best hockey they played, you know, all season.
That's so incredible.
It was incredible, man. And
yeah,
they're mites on ice this Saturday coming up.
Oh, that's great! I remember playing it. That was the best feeling ever. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool, man.
Yeah, awesome. Enjoy it. Thank you, Doug. I appreciate that. Mites on ice. You get to play in between the Flyers periods. I remember doing that. Damn right.
Dude, you were smiling from ear to ear during that whole story. I could almost see you with the visions in your head of, like, you playing hockey as a kid right there.
Of course.
Just going back through it.
There's two things that make me smile. One is puck. Two, Jalen Hurts.
QB1, baby.
QB1. So, listen, you get a phone call in there where you get a little Team USA Canada on Saturday night prime time, and you get Jalen Hurts. I mean, it's an unstoppable force. Let's go to Derek. You're on WIP. What's up, Derek?
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up?
Yeah, I want to know what the Hurts stuff, right? Every time somebody mentions Joe Burrow's name, the first thing they say is he had the worst defense in the league, right?
Or offensive line, but yes.
Right?
Yep.
Remember last year when we just scored all them points and all that? We had the 30-something ranked defense in the league. Am I not lying? Right?
With the Sean Desai year, you're saying?
Yeah, last year when we was collapsing, we were scoring points, but we wasn't stopping nobody, right or wrong.
Yeah, it was garbage. I mean, there were a lot of problems, but that defense sucked.
You
know,
the defense was crazy. That's what I'm saying. Like even with AJ Brown, he had like what, 6 consecutive 100 something yard games or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like Hurts didn't look as sharp this year for whatever reason, like early on. He had his moments, but I just feel like other quarterbacks get such a leeway. Like they can play a bad game, have a bad year, not go to the playoffs, all this, and people will make up a million and one excuses for why they not having a good year. But
they view it differently. They don't watch every snap. Yeah, they don't watch every snap the same way. And Justin Herbert will have 7 bad games in a row, yet somehow he's a top 2 quarterback.
Like your man, what's the man, your producer, he's talking about Saquon, this and that. Saquon always been good, but when you got to worry about the quarterback running too, that makes a big difference too. So what?
Well, it also helps that he went from the Giants offensive line to the Eagles offensive line.
Here we go.
So you take away Jalen Hurts out of that equation, he's not getting 2,000 yards, bro. You can say whatever you want to say. That's common sense.
I agree with that.
That's
now, Derek, you know what isn't talked about enough? We just casually talk about his 70 yards in the Super Bowl on the ground. 70 yards from your quarterback in the Super Bowl? That's a big deal.
The whole week leading up to Super Bowl was all about Spagnuolo going to have all these different looks for Hurts and this, can he do this and can he do that and da 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 da. And then he did it. And it's still like he was supposed to do it. You understand what I'm saying? This is crazy to me. All that, like, who's one, who's two, I don't really get into that. I'd rather have a guy on my team that's a winner. I don't care if you throw for 20,000 yards in 1 year. If you don't get that ring, nothing else matters to me.
Sure. Derek, I think you nailed it. Thank you so much for the call. I know what's going on with the Saquon thing. I forgot. Your stupid little Penn State lifestyle you lived. So you are naturally going to find a way to make Saquon the story.
He was the offensive player of the year in the NFL.
That's cute. You know what Jalen was? Super Bowl MVP.
I watched the game.
He was,
yes.
Super Bowl MVP.
He was.
Super Bowl most valuable player. In the Super Bowl, he was valued most as the player.
I went and I didn't want to get here.
Well, we're here.
But if you're taking one of those guys out of the offense.
Here we go. If you take away. Go ahead.
I mean, if you're taking either one out of the offense, you ask me which one I would prefer stay in the offense, it would be the running back. I know. You're in stunned silence.
See what I have to deal with? Everybody out there listening.
Why can't it be Saquon Barkley Appreciation Day too?
Because nobody slanders him the way Jalen gets slandered. And Jalen balls the same amount Saquon balls.
I don't think I've slandered Jalen. I've called him a top five quarterback in the league.
You just said you'd kick him to the curb in a heartbeat.
Well, if it was between him and Saquon.
Oh, my God. See, this is why. Because Saquon, everybody rightfully appreciates him. How come not everybody rightfully appreciates QB1?
Because the guy just ran for 2,000 yards.
And Jalen Hurts just won Super Bowl MVP! See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
Both can be good.
Uh-huh. This is why we have to have days like this. I'm trying to help the best I can, people. I'm trying to do good for this city. I'm trying to be the man of the people. But it's very difficult. It's not an easy task. I need a raise. Let's go to Desmond. What's up, Desmond?
Hey, man. Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you.
Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day.
Well, I'm honored, Desmond.
Well, thank you for having this. I'm going to try to end these Hurts haters in four takes as quick as I can. So they question him as being elite because he's not throwing for 300 yards a game. But 300 yards a game doesn't win Super Bowls. Ask Dan Marino, ask Dan Fouts, ask Jim Kelly. Heck, you can even ask Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen. my second take, Jalen took this team to a Super Bowl before Saquon even got here, before we even got Zach Bond, before we drafted Jalen Carter.
Keep
Cooper
cooking.
DeGene,
keep cooking.
Quinyon Mitchell. Let me go my third take. No defensive coordinator can stop Jalen Hurts. Look how good our own Vic Fangio is. Jalen beat Vic Fangio last year. We beat them 31-17 when Fangio was coaching Miami. He put up three touchdowns against Fangio. He put up three touchdowns against Spagnuolo in the Super Bowl. We beat them 40-22. And my last take, they call Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Mahomes and Burrow the top four, the big four. Since 2023, Jalen Hurts is 5-0 against them. So how can you put either of those quarterbacks over Jalen if they cannot beat him?
I mean, you just hit a home run, Desmond. You just hit a home run for me. I mean, I think the best point of it is if we're going to just say, wow, Saquon, 2,000 yards. And see, now we're playing this game where Saquon's taking
strays.
Yeah,
I don't want to do this.
Well, I'm sure you didn't want to do this. You had this all prepared last night. You were starting to marinate in all this nonsense last night preparing for the show. I know you were. But listen, Jalen has done this with Miles Sanders that year. You had Miles Sanders.
By the way, and this is for Jalen here, in that Super Bowl, 7 carries, 16 yards for Miles Sanders.
Right.
So, yeah,
right.
Didn't have much help there.
Right, and he ran for 70-plus again.
He out Jalen outplayed Mahomes in both of those games. And that is why, like, my biggest thing with Jalen right now to why I'm putting him in the category that he's in, which is among those elite guys, is because in these big games, time and time again, head-to-head, like our last caller just talked about, he's found ways to win those games. Now, over the course of a full season, has he played at the level that those guys have? I personally don't think so. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that he can't be the perfect guy for this team, which I think he is.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let me fix that sentence. He's the perfect guy. That's all. Why do we got to do this? He's the perfect guy. You know, all jokes aside, and I know you genuinely feel that way. I genuinely feel this way. It is truly how we both are very passionate about this conversation. But all jokes aside, the fact that this is real, this is authentic, people do feel how you feel, people feel how I feel after they won a Super Bowl is ridiculous. And it's not going anywhere. But the fact that we even need to have a Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day highlighted because he doesn't get appreciated enough after winning a Super Bowl 7 days ago is truly insane.
And I think some of that conversation is a little bit ridiculous because the fact that he has performed the way that he did in those final two games, the way he did in that last Super Bowl, and you know, even this year, going into that Pittsburgh game, A.J. Brown called him out the week before, essentially, and they asked him about the passing game, and he said it's not good enough. And then they go out the next week, and he is the best performance I think he had of the entire regular season. Like, that goes to show that when the chips are down, he's going to perform. And I feel like that's his best attribute. And we talk about the in-between-the-years type of stuff. That's a mental thing because you have to go into that week with all of that on your mind and then still be able to perform at a high level. Like, I give him a ton of credit to that. And that's why I think he is in that top five threshold after coming off a championship. But I just still, well, if we're just talking in terms of tier in quarterbacks in the league, that's why I have him in that tier, but below some of those other guys. And you know what? I think that's an argument to where you can debate it either way, but that's not necessarily going after the quarterback or, you know, devaluing what he brings to this team, because I think he brings a lot to this team. And it's not the same offense if he's not the one at the quarterback position.
Right. We definitely do not love his running game or talk about his running game as much as we should. He is an insane threat with his legs. And the thing is about Jalen is everything just looks different. So when you visualize, I don't know, if you say you can make the greatest player in the world on Madden and you can create him to look whatever way you want him to look, he's probably going to be 6'6", probably going to be a pocket passer, he's going to have a cannon arm, he's going to do this.
It would be Josh Allen.
He's going to do that. Yeah, some variation of that maybe, right? But that's not how Jalen does it. And even with the running, the way Lamar runs, it's flashier, it's insane, it's the way he's so quick, he's so fast, he does it in a different way that makes SportsCenter top 10 nonstop. But Jalen Hurts, He runs slower, bigger body, slides, doesn't get hit. But the way he runs, it just looks different. But it's a back-breaking 3rd and 7 run for a first down. It's a back-breaking 3rd and 4 when there's good coverage. He escapes, and he finds a way to pick up the sticks. He does it nonstop, and his box score, it's not going to be sexy. It's going to be 18 of 21 for 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, and 198 yards. But I'll take that any day of the week over 350 yards, 3 touchdowns, an interception, and a fumble. I mean, the guy just keeps the football in possession of the offense almost all the time, right? He also does a phenomenal job of reading the defense at the line of scrimmage, checking in the plays that result in a touchdown automatically. He is tremendous at the ball where it's one-on-one coverage and it's AJ, go make something happen. He puts it in space perfectly for AJ or Devontae or anybody. That throw to Devontae to go up 34-0. He ended the game. He just won us a Super Bowl on a bomb to Devontae, 34-0. Perfect throw.
His deep balls this year were actually very, very good. Like, he was a phenomenal deep ball thrower this year. And I think that that's one of the places where he's grown the most. And you talked about the stuff like pre-snap at the line. Like, that was Jason Kelce for his entire career prior to this season. And Jalen, that was sort of his responsibility that he took over once this year started. And as the year went on, you could tell that he got a lot better at that. And that's one place where I will give him a lot of credit, because, you know, handing that off from Jason Kelce to him was obviously a big adjustment he had to make. And I think as the year went along, he definitely got better at that.
Jalen controls the controllables. He may not be able to grow 9 inches, okay? But what he can do is squat 6,000 pounds, which makes the tush push unstoppable compared to all these other quarterbacks like Josh Allen, who tries to do it in an AFC championship game and gets stuffed multiple times. So there is a greatness to Jalen and the tush push. But, you know, when it comes to studying tape, studying film, learning defenses and seeing what teams are trying to do to stop, he controls all that stuff. He controls the controllables better than anybody can control the controllables. And when you have someone with that type of work ethic, you got to appreciate him. 215-592-9494. Mike in Delaware, you're on 94 WIP.
Bros, happy Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day.
Wow, I love that. Happy Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day to you.
Hey, and we're Super Bowl champs, and that's going to continue for at least another year. So we got those two things going for us.
That's correct.
And Justin's my man. I like Justin. Everybody needs to go easy. But Desmond, man, he came with it. He really put it together, and I agree 100%. So I decided that what I need to do, I have to have a public mea culpa, and I need to say, dear Jalen, I am sorry for every time I said, what's wrong with you? Throw it away. You do you. You want to keep it? You keep it. Jalen, I'm sorry for every time I said, I can't believe you didn't see Goddard going across the middle. You know what? You don't have to see him. You don't have to see anybody. You do you, Jalen. I think the bottom line is when we look at the skill sets of a lot of these guys, and Desmond couldn't have said it any better. You know, none of that matters. That and $1.50 will get you, what, a coffee at Wawa? You need to have the winning gene, as Lori said. And all Jalen does is go out and win. And while we're at it, I need to apologize to Sirianni, because he's one of us. We just didn't see it right under our own nose. He's exactly one of us.
Yeah, I agree with you. And Mike, I appreciate that. It takes a strong man to be able to pick up the telephone and apologize like that. So I agree. And I haven't always been nice to Nick, okay? I'll put my hand up. First 4 weeks, I said, this dude ain't it, okay? after he starts barking at his own fans behind the bench? Not it, but he has shown tremendous amount of growth. To do that mid-season, by the way, not in an off-season where you get to regroup. This happened right after the off-season of maybe getting fired. Howie and Lurie took a while to figure out what they wanted to do. They brought him back. And in those first 4 weeks, bringing him back with new coordinators when he didn't even know his role, it was rough. And mid-season turned it around so much so they win a Super Bowl. And in the parade, he gives us a professional speech at the steps. He just sounded like a pro's pro. This is Nick Sirianni, the guy who I thought would be going bonkers and maybe even flipping people off.
Yeah, I think... obviously, Nick's done an incredible job this year, but for him to go through that collapse last year and then to turn it around like that in 1 year, and, you know, that bye week people forget about now. I guess not people forget about because it's been brought up a lot lately, but, like, for his players to feel comfortable coming to him and saying they want to make changes with the offense, they want to do things differently, they want to feed the ball to Saquon Moore, like, and for him to listen and go to Kellen Moore with that, for them to change things up the way that they did and adjust on the fly, that's something that can't go under-talked about, and, yeah, he did a tremendous job, obviously, getting that locker room together this year. It helps that you have guys who, you know, are great locker room presences, like Saquon, like Jordan Mailata, like Lane Johnson, like, you know, number one himself as well. So it's a great job from Nick, man, and I'm assuming that they will be having extension talks very soon.
Big time, and you're right. And with Nick too, when your job's on the line. And you know the criticism is getting heavy in this industry that he's in. I think it's real easy to want to be stubborn and make sure you're going down with your philosophy, your ideas, your concepts. If I'm going down, I'm going down with what I believe in. But he said, if I'm going down, he didn't say it like this, and it actually sounds worse than what I actually mean here. But my point is the fact that you know your job's on the line and you're willing to listen to your teammates and you're willing to listen to your locker room and listen to your leaders and say, hey, you know what? Let's go with it. Knowing this is what your job security is all on. This is what it's on now. It's on what the players feel is right in a very stubborn sort of job and a stubborn role that a head coach is. It says a lot about Nick. All right, let's go to Self in North Philly. What's going on, Self?
Bros, my man, what's up, man?
How we doing?
Listen, hey, look, you're the only one on this radio network that's qualified to have this show and that I'd expect to have this show. Let me explain something to you, bros. What bothers me, right, is that this dude been to the Super Bowl twice. He won one and was MVP. He's been to the playoffs every year he played for this team. Yet this radio network and these hosts and producers want to keep making him jump through hoops and do hurdles for their acceptance or approval. But yet and still, they give Nick Foles all his love, who was trash before the Super Bowl, trash after the Super Bowl, and was nothing but merely a backup quarterback that lucked into a Super Bowl win. But yet they give him all these accolades and praise for this man who accomplished all he's accomplished. He got to keep jumping through hoops and hurdles. What is going on with WIP hosts and producers, man? I don't get it. Either they don't know football or they just want to get their opinions and views on what they seeing because they don't know what they seeing. Like, what's happening here?
I don't know. I'm not here to speak for any of the other hosts. I'm just having fun and using it as a jumping off point. But I don't get it either. And what bothers me is I know Jalen's going to have three Super Bowls, maybe two Super Bowl MVPs, but possibly three. And we're still going to have the same conversation. I just think it's one of those things because the box score doesn't light up and he wins in his own style that he's going to have all these accolades and there's still going to be ridiculous, dumb debates about how great he really is because the numbers won't be flashy, but I don't give a damn about the numbers. The only numbers I care about is how many Super Bowls he's won, and he's going to continue to win them. So I don't get it, but you know what? They're wasting their energy instead of being able to enjoy it. You know, they're sitting in filth. Do they root for him to win during the games? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't get it, Self. I don't get it.
Yeah, bro, I don't know, but I appreciate you for appreciating Jalen. And let me, while we at it, let me say this last thing. I, too, been critical of Jalen, as we should, because we want the best for our team, right? But I always said I expect Jalen to be Jalen. He throw an interception, that's what he's going to do. He fumbled, that's what he's going to do. But he always going to find a way to bounce back and make up for it, whatever, you know, loss he took. Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that.
Yep, no doubt about it. Self, thank you so much. Yeah, he did that in the Super Bowl after that fumble that was backbreaking in 57, had one of the best drives in drives history.
By the way,
what?
Nick Foles catching strays?
Deservingly so.
Whoa.
Deservingly so. Because if Jalen Hurts is going to get some heat, all right? That Falcons game wasn't a electric offensive performance.
Yeah, right? I will say.
All right. Now, good thing is Jalen's in studio listening to all this. I can't hear anything you're saying over there because I accidentally knocked my headset off. So if you didn't say anything, then I apologize.
Celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
There you go.
There you go, Doc.
Come on, man. 215-592-9494. It is Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day, and it's going swell. It's going just as I planned. Justin giving us BS and the callers being as smart as humanly possible.
Called him a top five quarterback and a great winner and a face of the franchise, and that is not good enough.
Not good enough because he's a Super Bowl MVP. Coming up next, Jalen at the parade. He thanked somebody. It's very important that he thank this person. It's Broads. It's you. I'm in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.